Welcome to Playful Pursuit, the podcast where we explore the world of fun activities, games, and events. We're here to help you discover new ways to have fun. Have you ever wanted to be on TV playing Family Feud with Steve Harvey? I'm Joe, and in today's episode, I'll tell you how to play Family Feud at home. So sit back, relax, and let's get ready to play. A few episodes ago, we did a podcast on our favorite game shows on TV. And one of them, on Darlene's and my list, was Family Feud. Well, after doing that, we decided we should be playing Family Feud at home. Not off the TV, but with the family. So I'm going to tell you how you can do that. So we went out and got two versions of the game. We actually went out and bought it. And one of them is the fifth edition, and it has a picture of Steve Harvey on it. And the other is a little box that just has the cards in it. And it's called Family Feud Jumbo Card Game Platinum Edition. And picture of Steve Harvey's on that as well. And their ages from 10 plus, and a number of people. Really pretty much an odd number is what you need. We either 5, 7, 9, or 11. And the reason it's odd is one person's got to read the questions to keep the score and all that stuff. So the object of the game is to be the first person to score whatever it is. Now, there's different rules on this, and they are either have the highest score at the end of so many rounds, and then you could play it that way, or you could just play so many rounds, and that's what it is, or you could play till you get to so many points. So whatever works for you, it really doesn't matter, as long as everybody knows the same, you know, what the goal is before you sit down and start playing it. Now the components, the platinum set, it just comes with a bunch of cards, the survey cards, which is pretty cool. And they're very easy to read. And the game itself, the fifth edition, comes with a little bit more. It comes with a bunch of cards for the surveys. And they are more colorful. Little smaller font, but they're more colorful and easy to read as well. And it comes with a little board that you can write the points and the results of each question when they say them. And you get some X's and that kind of thing for your strikes. So you can work that out as well. Now, how to play it without going into a lot of detail, because you can watch the game show on TV, and that's pretty much how we did it, except for we didn't have a timing mechanism where somebody hits a buzzer, who hits it first. And I guess you could do that, would give each person a bell or a clicker or something. We just alternated teams and people who goes first, what team goes first. So we took a question, and there's some really good questions in here. Name something in your kitchen you'd hate to be without. Name something no fairy tale would be complete without. Name something scary in a Halloween haunted house. And there's a variety of questions, and these are all surveys with point values for each one. When someone plays something that's not up there, they get an X. And then when you get three X's, it goes to the other team. And if they don't get it, then the first team keeps the points. And if they get it, the other team gets the points. And it's pretty straightforward. But what we did was we had a dry erase board. And I got some, I don't even call it pinstriping tape or something. You put on a board and make your lines and stuff. And I think it was in Hobby Lobby we got it, and it was in the art section with the inks and all that stuff. Along with that, we had the dry erase markers. We had a red and black one. And my wife, she actually did the scorekeeping, and she wrote down, as people said it, she wrote it down on the board so everybody knows what was already used. And then I would read the questions. And we had a ball, and then we ended up taking turns who was keeping score and rotating people through. So that was so much fun that night. I will tell you, there's many variations and editions of this game out there that you can get. They start from way back from 1977 and on. They got a Disney edition. There's an electronic edition. Late night edition. Kids versus adults. The platinum edition, which we have, and I told you about that. After hours. And there's just tons of them out there. So this is a fairly easy and inexpensive way to make a game show at home. You could kind of look up and do some research on getting your own surveys and information, but this is so much cheaper and easier to do with the cards already made for you. And it comes with a ton of them. I don't think you'll ever use all of them, but God forbid you do. By the time you get to the other cards and questions again, how many months and stuff that is, people aren't going to remember these. There's no way you can remember every answer in every one of these. So go ahead and give this a shot. This is a lot of fun. It makes a very unique game night for your family and friends. If you have any questions about how I did it or any recommendations, you can get up with me at playfulpursuit@yahoo.com. And don't forget, we have a Facebook group page. And I'll be putting pictures of this stuff on there as well. So I'll see you next week. And you guys go out and have some fun. Play some games. Bye.